It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If you happen to be anywhere near Detroit, you should feel comfortable dropping by the North American International Auto Show. After all, you, yes, you, Deborah Amos, are the owner of two big automakers.
That's one of the big changes since the last auto show. The government has dramatically increased its investment in GM and Chrysler. So it's not surprising that top lawmakers drop by to check on the government's investments.
Here's another thing that has changed in the past year. After one of their worst years ever, automakers have a slightly easier time imagining the future. We'll talk about what they see in this part of the program.
In a moment, we'll hear from GM's Vice President Bob Lutz about the largest car market in the world, not the U.S. But first, NPR's Frank Langford has this report from the Auto Show.
The North American International Auto Show is a place for car companies to differentiate themselves from the competition. And Ford, widely seen as the strongest of the Detroit three, did that first thing yesterday morning.
The winner, North American Truck of the Year for 2010, is the Ford Transit Connect. Ford collects for the Ford Fusion Hybrid.
For only the third time at the show, one company won both Truck and Car of the Year. Yesterday, Ford also launched the new Focus. It's a sleek, compact car, and it's designed to steal customers from Toyota and Honda, companies that have traditionally stomped Detroit's small cars. Auto analysts gave the Focus strong marks. Jessica Caldwell works for Edmunds.com, the car consumer website. She says Ford, which did not take federal bailout money last year, is farther along in revamping its line than the other Detroit companies.
Ford, I'd say, is about a year or even 2 years ahead of the curve. And even when you look at their sales, I think they're going to even challenge Toyota for the number two spot.
That's in the United States. General Motors is still the biggest selling company here, and it's launching its own new compact, the Chevy Cruze. In the past, critics complained that GM small cars were cramped and cheap. Margaret Brooks says the Cruze is the exact opposite. She's head of marketing for small vehicles at Chevy, and she's pitching me the car.
This is the 2011 Chevrolet Cruze, and it offers the roominess and amenities of a midsize car with the fuel economy and price of a compact.
Brooks says the Cruze will get up to 40 miles a gallon on the highway, and it is roomy. I climb inside and push the seat all the way back.
Or is it all the way back?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Good.
That's very long legroom.
I'm about 6'2 and can extend my legs all the way to the pedals. But analysts find the exterior of the Cruze, which has a honeycomb grille, a bit dull.
I think the Cruze played it a little bit safe from a design standpoint.
That's Rebecca Lindland. She works for IHS Global Insight, the financial analysis firm.
Is the Cruze going to be able to compete with Hondas and Toyotas?
I think from a driving and engineering standpoint, I think it will be able to. I think.
How about from a selling to customers standpoint?
Well, they still have a perception issue. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to explain themselves when they buy a Chevy.
Although GM's cars have improved in quality, many consumers won't look at them. In taking huge sums from the government last year, the company only reinforced old resentments. If GM still faces perception issues, Chrysler has become opaque. The company used to stage all kinds of stunts at the auto show, including herding steers outside the convention center here. But this year, the company, which is now run by Fiat, the Italian car maker, had almost no new products to show and held no formal press conference. Again, Rebecca Lindland.
There is definitely a bit of a dip in the pipeline for Chrysler, which is a huge concern. I think the industry consensus is that we've got to get them through 2010 and 11, and then we'll start to see some better and more improved product in 2012 and 13. But the next 24 months are going to be really tough for this company.
Congress members toured the Chrysler exhibit and many others yesterday. They tried to strike an upbeat tone at what was otherwise a subdued affair. At day's end, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declared the show a success.
We've come, we've been impressed, we're optimistic as we go back, we have confidence in what has been accomplished, and we'll be back next year again.
Frank Langford, NPR News, Detroit.